I'm Jamie Walker, and this is HBCU Sport Voice. Follow me on Twitter at SportVoiceJW or on Instagram at HBCU_SportVoice. Due to the hurricane, there are some games that have been moved up to Thursday in HBCU football. All home teams are red first. These are the Thursday games. Fayetteville State versus Shawan. Johnson C. Smith versus Elizabeth City State. South Carolina versus South Carolina State. And now the game still slated for Saturday. Tennessee State versus Lane College. Bluefield State versus Apprentice. Sacred Heart versus Norfolk State. Virginia State versus Shaw. Virginia Union versus St. Aug. Winston-Salem State versus Lincoln, PA. Campbell versus North Carolina Central. Morgan State versus Virginia Lynchburg. Yale versus Howard. Alabama A&M versus Bethune-Cookman. Langston versus Lyon College. Lincoln, Missouri versus Central Oklahoma. Albany State versus Miles. Bowie State versus Livingstone. Elwood Waters versus Morehouse. Fort Valley versus Benedict. Clark Atlanta versus Tuskegee. Kaiser versus Florida Memorial. Prairie View A&M versus Grambling State. Southern versus Arkansas Pine Bluff. Texas Southern versus Alabama State. Alderson Broaddus versus West Virginia State. Allen versus Central State. Delaware State versus Robert Morris. Florida A&M versus Mississippi Valley State. Savannah State versus Kentucky State. And North Carolina A&T versus Bryant. And now our focus questions. From the non-HBCU conferences, can Tennessee State notch their first win of the season? Or will that Lane offensive juggernaut spring the upset? From the CIAA, who is more than likely to get a win this week? Johnson C. Smith, St. Aug, or Winston-Salem State? From the SIAC, which team, Fort Valley or Benedict, can create enough offense in the passing game to be victorious? From the MEAC, if North Carolina Central gets a win on Saturday in Buies Creek versus the Campbell Camels, is that enough for them to leapfrog Jackson State as the number one team in HBCU football? And from the SWAC, Southern University takes on Arkansas Pine Bluff. If they lose that game, just how hot is that seed? This has been HBCU Sport Voice. Follow me on Twitter at SportVoiceJW and on Instagram at HBCU_SportVoice. For the quickest trip in HBCU football, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. You've been listening to HBCU Sport Voice.